Real Business Owners.
Guys, welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 26, brought to you guys by Easier Accounting. Guys, no business is too big or too small. If you need bookkeeping, payroll, tax prep, any tax planning, anything of that nature, make sure that you reach out to us and see what we can do for you. Guys, today's episode is going to be about kind of a hybrid in regards to company culture, as well as taking care of employees or taking care of your people. And, you know, that's one thing that me and Kel take a lot of pride in terms of any one of our establishments or any of our businesses. Anytime that we're thinking about growing a company or making some big decisions or changes for a business, we keep very close to heart how this can affect our employees or our staff in a positive way.
Yeah.
And I think that that's one thing that's probably helped us get where we're at is having, you know, some core people that have been very loyal to us because of the way that we treat people.
Yeah, 100%. You know? Dude, I was just barely a guest on someone's podcast. Mm-hmm. And he asked me a couple questions at the end, just quick questions like, what about that, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was like, dude, I love my family. That's my why. And then he asked me like, well, what's the one thing you're most proud of in what you've done in business? And that was what I told him. I was like, dude, I just love our culture, man.
People.
You know, it's not a dollar figure. It's not how much revenue, how much profit, none of this stuff. I love going to work every day and seeing everyone else that loves to be there too.
Yeah.
You know, it's very rare that we have a day where there's someone that doesn't want to be here.
Well, it never gets old when people walk up to you or come up to you and say, this is the best job I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Or I love where I work.
Yeah.
You know, the question is, this is what you guys should be asking yourself right now. How often does that happen to you? How often do your employees come up to you and make it a point to tell you how much they love where they work or they love the environment? Mm-hmm. If it's not happening, then you're creating an environment that maybe they don't want to be in.
Yeah.
And since you are the owner and the leader of the business, you're responsible for that environment. And a lot of people want to, again, this is the extreme ownership side of things, right? A lot of people want to say, oh man, I just can't find good employees, or I can't this, my employees this, my that. And you're looking at everything external and blaming why something bad is happening to your business on your staff.
Yeah. You don't find good people, man. You create them.
You create the environment that makes great employees.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in that, you know, and we've in the early years of trying to manage people and again trying to be the tough, you know, be here. Hey, if I'm going to write you up if you're not here 5 minutes before 9 o'clock or,
the micromanaging style.
The micromanaging style of things, you know, and there's a time and a place to pull somebody in an office or pull somebody aside and have those conversations with them when it's happening over and over and over. You know, and you're not going to be able to keep everybody. You know, it's not foolproof.
Yeah.
But if you have high turnover across your entire staff, it's because of you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, and I really like what I've seen with you over the years. You have this really good way of getting people to take accountability. It's like when people come in there with excuses, man, it's like, first of all, I'll take accountability for my part here.
Yeah.
But what can you take accountability for? And you do. You get them to take accountability. And it's never like a bad conversation. It's usually like, sure, they get called out on the carpet.
Yeah.
But they leave that office. By the time they leave that office, they're like, he's right. I did drop the ball here, here, and here. And he took ownership here, here, and here.
Exactly.
Now I know what I need to work on. Let's go execute.
Well,
you're really good at that.
The idea is when you pull somebody in to have a conversation like that, initially, and again, back in the day, guilty of it, reaming somebody and telling them how shitty they are and how this is what happened and this, there's a different approach to it where you could say, dude, you're way better than this.
Yeah.
This is not you. I wouldn't be as upset if I expected something like this from you, but I don't expect it from you.
Yeah.
This is out of character or whatever it is. Or listen, in life in general, if this is the way you're going to do things, you're going to have a tough life. And so you can actually turn it into a lesson where they walk out like you talked about, where it's something that's positive. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be negative. Yeah. Use it as a learning lesson, just like we've talked about. When you invest money into something and you lose money, you can curl up in a ball and cry all you want. Your money's not coming back.
Right.
Or you can extract a lesson and move on greater and stronger.
Yeah.
So the idea is creating an environment where they can extract a lesson out of the mistake and move on and be more efficient and stronger for your company. Because every employee will make mistakes. How do you address those mistakes?
Exactly.
That's the real question, right? And so...
That's one thing I like to do too when I've had those talks. Like even with Jeanette, like yeah. She told us straight up, like she's like, I don't feel like sales has yeah. been my strength. Yeah. And this is like kind of a sales role that you're putting me into.
Yeah.
And you know, even when she did feel bad about a few mistakes or whatever that she made, I was like, this is a good thing.
I know.
You're learning. It's okay.
She pulled me in, she's like, I gotta be honest, this and this. I think I lost the deal because of this. And I'm like, good.
Yeah, it's good.
You wanna know why? Because you won't do it again.
Yeah. She was already taking accountability.
You identified the mistake.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then when I walked out, Corey came and talked to me. He's like, dude, she's just kind of like beside herself. She's never had anybody like be that okay with a mistake that happened.
Well, she came from a big bank
yeah.
that is in customer relations.
Corporate, you know, this,
and
that, the
they
other.
Probably yeah. had some pretty strict
rules.
Guidelines. If you messed up here, here, and here.
Here's your repercussion.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
it's insane. So, first off, you actually have to care for people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think a lot of problem boss-wise, right, if you want to label yourself a boss, I don't really think that that's the best title in the whole world. You know, do you own a business? Yes. But you should be on the front lines with your people.
Yeah.
Right? We come to work. We're still here. We're in an office on a day-to-day basis doing our shit. They can see what we're doing.
I don't like that term either, dude. In fact, people will come up to me that don't know me or whatever,
yeah.
and see easier accounting
yeah.
hat. They don't know I'm the owner,
yeah.
one of the owners.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, you know, so-and-so, my friend works there or whatever.
Yeah.
And I always tell them, like, oh, yeah, we're coworkers. I don't say, yeah. Oh, yeah, he works for me or I'm his boss.
I'm their boss.
Yeah, I don't do like, that, dude. I don't like it.
That's some ego bullshit right
yeah.
there. Like,
if they ask me, what's your role? Well, I'm one of the owners, but, you know, whatever.
I don't really like titles in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Titling, you know. I mean, obviously, there's sales, there's, you know, things like that. Austin does videography, you know, whatever. But we all work together. You know, a human shouldn't put themselves above another human. We should all just stay in your lane. Whatever it is that you do, do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that could be the first thing is that you carry yourself like a boss. So everybody, when you walk away from the room or maybe in construction, you walk off the job site, guess what? People are talking shit behind your back. If you carry yourself like a boss, you're going to rub people the wrong way. And then when you walk away, you should, I mean, what happened just the other day when you asked the girls to post a job posting? Did you see, I mean, you can't see that. Both of them shared it inside of their Instagram stories and said, come work with, I love my job, you know? And it's awesome to see
yeah,
stuff like that.
It was cool. I was like, I said, gals, do you guys know how to post a job? Like, I'm busy. I got to bounce. I said I would get this done today. I haven't.
Yeah.
Could you guys do that for me? They've never posted a job for us before.
Yeah.
And then, like, within an hour, I saw on Facebook they had a posting, Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know where else they put it.
Yeah, they shared the story and stuff and talked about how much they love their job.
Yeah, we've already got some people interviewing.
You know, like... But what I'm basically trying to say is when we walk away from a scenario, people aren't talking bad about us. They talk great outside of the office about how much they love where they work. Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't have an environment like that, then you're the problem. In other words,
yeah.
the boss, you, the owner, are the problem. Mm-hmm. You've got to create an environment where people love to go where they work. Now, it's still a job, but it shouldn't have to suck.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have to wake up and dread where they're going. At least create an environment and surround it by cool people to where they love who they work with. And when you're comfortable with your employees, you create that family style environment.
Mm-hmm.
Then they feel more comfortable to kind of let the guard down and communicate with their coworkers in a different manner. And that's why we have people that go golf together,
mm-hmm.
or they go mountain bike together. They do shit together, and it's creating a family style environment because of what we've done. There's a few things that we've done that are kind of outside the norm. we started with the break room when we first built out this office. Yep. We wanted to have a huge break room, a place where people mm-hmm. could get together.
It was an investment.
It was an investment.
Because we could have used that space for office space and made a very small break room.
Yep.
But we're like, no, man, we want this to be an environment where people can hang out.
Hang out where they want to stay at work rather than going to lunch. We provide as much food as they'd like, two fridges full of food, coffee, creamer, snacks. You know, basically whatever. I'm talking granola bars, chips, sodas, you know, whatever it is that they need, whether it's breakfast food, whether it's lunch food, waffles, peanut butter and jellies. I mean, it sounds a little ridiculous.
But not really, because, dude, when I come in 8:30 in the morning,
yeah,
the break room's full and everyone's in there enjoying each other before the day even starts.
I know. It's crazy.
And I'm like, they're here 30 minutes early, dude. They're not here at the bill and hurrying rushing to get to their workspace and start doing work. Like, they are here early to enjoy each other and start their
day. They grab a breakfast sandwich out of the fridge, warm it up.
Yeah,
they make their cup of coffee, and then they sit there and bullshit for 15 or 20 minutes. And then when, you know, it's a time to go to work, they separate and they all go to work.
Yeah.
You know, and then the break room half the time during lunch is completely busy. Mm-hmm. Some days it's a ghost town, just depending. But that's an environment that we created so people could come together, hang out with each other, be around each other.
After tax season, we always see like a little funk because everyone just grinded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, and we recognize it. See, we...
Yeah.
That's one thing I like about what we've done is we're like, dude, we realize when culture is low.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, everyone grinded.
Yeah.
Okay, let's work out.
The energy's down, whatever.
Yeah. We've already done Christmas bonuses, all this stuff. And we're like, let's do some bonuses for after tax prep season. Let's reward them. Dude, everyone grinded. You can just tell they're like, ugh. And we're like, dude, we got to do something to boost the culture. And that's when we came up with those other ideas, like Wednesday workout, like monthly just, you know, fun get-togethers. Yep.
So what we did, guys, is we came together as the owners, and we just said, like, dude, the vibe just ain't there like it's supposed to be, like how we normally like it. Like, we could tell that shit was off.
Yeah.
You know, it just wasn't. It wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And you guys know when shit's not the same inside of your company.
Yeah. Like, don't avoid it, dude. That's what I was going to say. Because everyone's like, oh, something's off. And then they're even kind of separating themselves from the crowd instead of like
it's going to correct itself.
Yeah. They're like, oh, dude, like they don't know what to do, but they don't want to like address or have conflict or something, right? But they're like, man, something's off. And then so they avoid it.
Yep.
And that's a big no-no. Like, you got to address it. Be honest with yourself. Like, when the vibe's off, realize like culture's off somewhere. So you need to do something about it.
You're
the leader.
You're the only one that can do something about it.
Yeah.
There's nobody else that's going to just miraculously step up and say, you know what? Company culture's down. You know, I'm going to take the reins and take everybody out to lunch, you know, or bring in donuts or whatever it may be. Right. Yeah. It just won't happen. Yeah. You are the responsible party for anything positive or negative with inside of your company.
Yeah.
And culture is part of it. The environment that you've created is part of it. So when we felt that vibe, we got together, we sat here in the conference room, and we talked about it. Like, what the hell could we do to revive the culture? Mm-hmm. You know, after a 4-month just grueling tax season where these guys are coming in at, you know, Saturday, Sunday, sometimes work until 11 o'clock at night, you know, trying to make sure that people get their tax returns and get submitted on time. And we're not having to file extensions and this, that. Guys, tax season is a grueling time for any CPA firm, accounting firm, whatever it is. It's their season, right? Yeah. The NFL has their season.
Yeah.
Baseball has their season. If you guys didn't know that, like, anybody that is an accountant or CPA, take your freaking hat off to them, because God, it's tough. And so when we got on the other side of tax season, we looked at each other and said, we need to do something about this. And we decided to create what Kel talked about, which was Workout Wednesday. And I'm like, okay, how in the hell are we going to get people to show up to a workout on Wednesdays at 6:30 in the morning?
And they're already not feeling the best about themselves because they're depleted.
Exactly. So we knew that we had to incentivize people to show up. There's nothing more incentivizing than money, right? And so we came up with the concept of, if you show up 4 weeks in a row to Workout Wednesday, you get a bonus on your check. And so,
yeah, we're not going to force it.
We're not going to force it.
It's not mandatory, obviously. It's before work hours.
We went around on Tuesday. Hey, you going to be there tomorrow? Mm-hmm. You know, and then kind of people started rallying around that. Mm-hmm. And I used to post Instagram stories of us at the university when it wasn't freezing cold outside, of us doing workout Wednesdays.
Sean even jumped in and said, dude, I want to design all the workouts.
Yeah, exactly.
And he started mapping all the work. So we didn't even have any work to do.
Yeah,
exactly. They just wanted to be a part of it.
We just had to pay people to show up and show up ourselves, you know. But the idea behind that, too, is one, you get people out of the office, working out together, sweating together. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know, it does something to where there's a different connection. When you do, the more experiences that you can create together as a company, the better off you're going to be, because that means a group of people all have a shared experience in this area, this area, this area, whether it's, you know, workout Wednesdays. And that was super cool. So that actually really did help a lot.
Dude, those were very, still to this day, everyone that shows up for the workout, those are like some of our most productive days because they start their day right.
Exactly.
And then some guys have been like, some guys just still work out once a week. Some guys have actually started working out daily.
No, Chris.
We see Chris every day at the gym.
Chris is like, dude, I'd like to work out with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday if that's okay. I'm like, hell yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. You know,
I see him posting up runs on the weekend. Like, dude, they're taking more of it because they feel so good now from doing it.
And that's what we talked about.
They just needed a jump start.
Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah.
We said, dude, if we incentivize them, this might carry over into other days. They might start waking up early, feeling better about themselves, being more productive. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
If they feel better about themselves, they're getting paid a little bit more, incentivized. They're more productive at work. It's a better environment.
Yeah.
I don't see who's losing in that scenario.
They look forward to it.
You
like
know,
even, and, like and even rolling out the book club thing too, where we're incentivizing them to read the books that we've been reading. They're like, they're excited about it. They're like, dude, cool. I get a little bonus on my paycheck when I read the next book, but it also gives us something to talk about and talk about principles we could add into our companies. And you know,
you're getting, you're getting entrepreneurs, right?
Exactly.
People with inside of your company with an entrepreneur mindset, right? That takes pride in the shit that they do.
Yeah.
The problem is you show up and you expect your employees to give. Mm-hmm. What the hell are you giving to them?
Yeah.
Well, why should they go above and beyond for you?
That's the other problem, man. You're looking at cost and profit and all these things. And
that's an expense.
And you'll look at like buying leads for your company as an investment, but you won't look at investing in a culture as an investment. I get a huge return on investing in the culture, right?
Every time. That is a huge return on investment to create an environment or culture where people love where they work.
Your turnover is less.
Turnover is less. Less training costs. You got loyalty.
They go above and beyond for your customers.
And you.
Their customers.
They'll hey, if you need this, like, let me know if I can do this. Like, how many times do we have people come up to us? I'd like to do more.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything else that I could do, just let me know.
Yeah. And on top of that, great people will actually take pay cuts to come work for you.
We've already had it.
A couple times.
We've already had people that have interned for us during tax season at a lower dollar per hour than where they get paid. And then after tax season, they quit their higher paying job to come work for us.
Full time.
Because they love where they work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the younger generation is looking for more purpose and acceptance and a great working environment more so than chasing the high dollar, right? Like there's different generation. Yeah. Like there,
and we tell them like, we'll get you raised back up to where you were.
Course,
you'll work towards that. Like we love seeing people make more money, but right now at this position, this is what we got. And dude,
that's your entry. You've got to earn your way up just like anybody else. We don't just give shit. Like if you want to come here because of a great environment, you'll get your way back up to whatever. What is it? It's almost a year and and she's up to where what she was. Yeah.
She's doing awesome. She's one of my favorites.
Exactly. She took a pay cut to work here. Now she's getting paid equal to what she was getting paid previous because she's stepping up so much.
Yeah.
Right? Or very near. Right? So we had workout Wednesdays. That was awesome. That was cool. And it's trickling into people's lives to where they're actually taking the initiative and working out themselves on other days, which is one of the hopes that we had if we incentivize that. And again, if they don't show up like the third week, it's not four times then they get paid, it's four times in a row.
Yeah.
So if they showed up twice and they didn't show up, it starts back over, right? And so I wanted them to put four times in a row together. So we had consistency there.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, it was. I loved the university thing. It's been so cool. We've got a few people that just go to the local gym now. I wanted to do it where it was at no cost to the employee,
right?
So that there's no excuse, because if they don't have a gym membership, they're like, oh, I don't have a membership. That's not cool. I don't want to have to pay for one. So we decided to do the outside workouts. Some of them are still coming, but we do it at a local gym. But then we decided in that same meeting not only to do workout Wednesdays, but also to have that once a month company activity, mm-hmm. Where we have to get together outside of the office and do something fun together.
Dude, we've done axe throwing.
Axe throwing.
We've gone to the park and done cornhole.
Spike ball picnics. And cornhole and did the barbecue there. Yep. We went mini putting several times.
Yeah.
A lot of people love that because we would throw out like, I think it was $50,
get whoever. Competitive.
For the $50 to the lowest score on mini putt for the dude. And $50 for the lowest woman.
I don't think I got $50 bucks when I won last time.
You didn't. I did payroll. I did payroll, and I put that on mine because I think that somebody didn't count a stroke or two.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Good thing I wasn't keeping score. Someone cheated for me because yeah, I started.
I think
horrible.
It was Sean that was keeping score. Yeah. But guys, the whole purpose of the podcast is really to look at yourself and do more for your employees. That's like the one. And so we're actually harping on you, the listener.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to bat for the people that work for you.
Yeah.
And I know that might be a little different of a concept, because usually we're trying to go to bat for you and give you guys, information that can maybe generate more revenue. But when you actually flip it, that's exactly what this will do.
Mm-hmm.
It'll still end up being that same result, but you've got to take some ownership, some responsibility. I would start with doing at least a company activity once a month, mm-hmm. outside of the office. It doesn't matter if mini putt, bowling, whatever it is that you want. Go to a buffet together for an hour. Take them to lunch. Do something. Show appreciation for once.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of the times owners think because they get a check, they can exchange it that way and it's good enough. Well, I pay you and I expect. And again, a lot of people just want to be recognized and be seen, mm-hmm. and be heard and be appreciated. Every time Austin drops me some videos or stills, I'm like, bro, that's love it. Kick ass, home run. But it's true.
I like what you said on being heard, because that's a big thing, man. Like when I do our sales meetings over there with the sales guys, I always go around the room and be like, what do you have to add?
Yeah.
What would you guys like to address? Because I go around the room and I get them talking because I want them to be heard.
And
our meetings are good because of that.
Yeah.
But overall, dude, the few tips I have for people if they want to build good culture in their company is, first of all, don't look at it as an expense. Look at it as an investment. Okay. And number two, I love what you said on let people be heard. But also on top of that, work on you. Do not show up to work like you're above the people that are there for you. Okay. Like come in with a good attitude. And even if you don't have the greatest attitude or you're having an off day, treat them with respect. Mm. Okay. Yeah. There's tough things that you've got to do as a business owner. Sometimes you do have to address people and hold them accountable, but there are ways to do it. And you should invest into you to be that person to do it right way, where you can create that culture and liability and people, or not liability, accountability.
Yeah. Accountability.
But yeah, I mean, dude, you've got to be, that's part of being a good leader, So invest into you and getting that education, getting your head right, and treat people like assets, I think that's one thing that we've done well.
I think we've done really well with it. If you basically strip everything away, like everything, titles, mm-hmm. All of that, remove a company out of the equation.
Yeah.
It really, all it comes down to is humans taking care of humans.
Mm-hmm.
You want people to go above and beyond for you. So by default, what should you do? Go above and beyond for them.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be appreciated. Yeah. So what should you do?
Yeah.
Appreciate them.
So true,
man. Literally boil it down to the basics. We all have human needs. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to be appreciated. We want to be accepted.
Yep.
create an environment to where people can be comfortable and be themselves.
Yep.
Don't ridicule people in front of other people. You know, unless you have a fun, joking environment, because we mess around with people and it's all laughs and it's all fun and it's all a good time. It's not in a negative manner.
Yeah.
Now, if it's something negative needs to happen, like a conversation of somebody screwing up, we pull that person aside and have it one-on-one.
Yeah.
Do not scold people right in front of other people.
Yeah, that's not good.
Because you're trying to make an example to show people who the boss is, right? You're the big, bad boss. People should fear you. They should respect you because you signed their check. No. Mm-hmm. You earn their respect. And when you actually really earn it, but not buy their respect by a paycheck, it's a whole different level.
Yep.
They're going to go above and beyond for you, not for the money.
And did one thing to highlight on that, kind of one of the dark sides to this whole conversation, it's cutting cancer.
Mm,
it's a tough
that's
one.
That's true
dude.
As shit, dude.
It's
that's
tough.
True as shit.
Dude, we've had to cut people that are actually big. They bring big revenue to the company.
I was going to say
and we've
asset.
Had to cut them because they wouldn't buy into our core values and our culture.
Yep.
And if you're not going to be part of that culture, you're going to show up and be negative. Well, what is that? Yeah, sure. This guy's putting up $1 million in sales a year for you, but what are you losing with everybody else? Because
they're
that cancer is spreading.
Everybody else is at 70% because homeboy over here is an asshole to everybody and creating like a negative competitive environment. Yeah. Competitive is great.
Yeah.
As long as there's high fives, knuckle, but in the inside, they want to be the top guy.
Yeah.
But as long as they're giving, you know, knuckles and showing love when people are doing good, that's what it's about. But we had this issue with an individual and
we tried so hard. We
back.
Do not like
brought him back.
Oh, that one. I thought you were talking about the other one.
Oh.
Yeah.
That too. we're not going to throw out names because that's just disrespectful to the person.
There's just we tried on both of them. We tried so hard, and we don't cut a lot of people because we feel like if someone's messing up, we take accountability.
Yeah.
But dude, if we can't get them to take accountability, we can't get them to take ownership, and they literally just they cannot. Like
see
make the adjustments to be a part of the culture, and it is holding people back.
Yeah.
And dude, people didn't like being micromanaged, and people didn't like, you know, their deals being poached behind their back and all these things. And when they wouldn't fix that after we gave them a couple chances, it's like we had to make that hard cut for the betterment of everybody else in the company.
And how did it turn out at both times?
Well, actually, we have more revenue coming in right now than ever.
On both sides.
On both sides.
On both companies.
We have...
These are two different companies that we're talking about. So I was talking about one company, and Kel was talking about a whole different company.
But very key players.
Very key players.
Yeah.
Players that we thought we would have for probably a long time, if not for, you know, ever. Who knows, you know? But in terms of the sales rep that I was talking about, you don't want to lose that revenue.
Yeah.
You know, if I cut that person, then that means that we're going to be putting up less deals or less money.
Yeah.
And pretty sure that how long has it been removed?
Probably 6 months.
Maybe a little longer. A little longer. Probably
eight
months maybe or something.
Yeah.
I was going to say we're getting close to maybe the year mark.
Yeah.
But in under a year, and again, credit to Kel for getting out there and he's doing his damn thing in terms of like, you know, creating those connections and networking and getting in, you know, more leads to that company. But
that
company now is probably doing another $80,000 a week, if not in some cases, $100,000 per week in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you guys heard that right. I'm not talking about month. I'm talking about per week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went from probably doing 80 to 100,000 a week in sales to now doing 160 to 180,000 a week in sales.
187 not too long ago.
So
we've had a ton of 170s. I mean, dude,
but
we might break a couple hundred thousand this week.
This week. Yeah. And then that's for sure double, if not even a little bit more than
our
double.
Our average
less
went
than
from around 80,000 a week to 150.
Okay.
Our average.
Average.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's pretty almost double.
Mm-hmm.
And that we would credit a little bit of that. I wouldn't even say a little bit. Half of that's got to be credited to the culture now.
100%.
And then the other half has to be obviously you because without the leads, they can't produce sales.
But dude,
we have a great team environment. Everybody gels well together.
Yeah.
The two new people that we hired, they're like, dude, I've never been a part of something like this before.
They love it.
They feel like they're a part of something.
Yeah.
And that's important. I have the need to feel a part of something. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we create so many companies and businesses, because we want to be a part of something special.
Yeah.
You know, everybody deep down wants that. You know, it doesn't, I don't care what somebody says.
Like part of the networking success and growing our affiliate network is because of the culture, because when we produce, because everyone's happy, guess what? People in the industries talk, even competitors of our accounts are calling us up like, hey, my competitors send you business. I also want to send you business because I heard that you guys are getting this type of numbers and these type of affiliate commissions. And you know, it's like, dude, sometimes business just finds us because I could relate a lot of that back to culture, because they're happy, they're producing, word gets out.
Yep. Humans taking care of humans.
Yeah.
You know, and if there's a human in the equation that doesn't want to take care of other humans, that's the cancer.
Cut the cancer, man.
Then you've got to remove it.
You do.
You have to remove it. And again, we don't just pull and remove. Like, that's not how we play the game.
Yeah.
There had been probably 3 to 4 conversations with both of the parties, the one I was thinking about and the one that you were thinking about. Mm-hmm. In terms of creating an expectation of what we needed out of them in order to continue employment.
Yeah. We probably gave more chances than we should have, because we do care about people.
Yes.
But it always comes to that point where it's like, that's the dark side, man. Like,
I would say our hearts have lost us money.
Yeah.
But also, we have to credit our hearts to making us a lot of money too. So, you know, to a certain extent, we do get burned because we hang on to cancer maybe a little longer than we should.
Totally.
But at the end of the day, it's those same hearts that have created the environment and the culture.
Yeah.
And we really do care for our people. Like, we make business decisions based upon, well, shit, man, we want these people to make X amount of money within the next 2 to 3 years. How can we make that happen? Mm-hmm. Where it's very rare that we're talking about, well, how can we line our pockets more so that we, because we know.
Yeah, we're opportunists. We like more money.
Of course.
Don't get me wrong, but like.
But we know.
We want other people to make more money too.
That if we make all the right decisions and take care of customers and take care of our employees and we take care of some of these things, all of that's a byproduct of that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really what it comes down to.
You really want a company worth something, you know? You got to invest in your people, man.
Yeah. I would say, and again, I don't have a survey or some shit to refer to in terms of, I would say 70 to 80%, and that could be a low number, of people hate their jobs. So if you have 10 employees, maybe 7 out of 10 hate their jobs if you're not going above and beyond for people and at least trying to do something outside of giving them a check. Yeah, that's the
exactly.
point. Do something outside of just the check. And as long as you do that, you'll start seeing the turn of people maybe staying a little bit later or working a little bit harder or just the camaraderie between people, because now they see each other outside of the work environment with a company activity or a workout or whatever it is. And now that's, they love going to work because I get to see Kel.
Yeah.
Or Kel gets to see Trevor, or I get to see, you know, so or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's not a dreadful place to go.
So true. Honestly, dude, like you, and we've said it before in our videos, but at the end of the day, dude, you want your customers to be taken care of. Take care of your people that are taking care of your customers, because they will go above and beyond.
Absolutely.
They will go above and beyond for your customers. And that's how the greatest companies are built. Like, we're not idiots. We can sit back and see which companies are the greatest in the nation, right? Like, doing great things. What makes them different from other companies? Most of the great companies have a great culture.
Mm.
Most of the great companies that are doing great things, that are rapidly growing, that are continuing to grow, that you talk to their employees and they love where they work.
Well, take it one step further. Take it outside of just business.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to sports.
Dude, 100%.
Take it to sports.
Every athlete we've talked to, professional athlete, because we've talked to some of them, locker room camaraderie, locker room, you know what I mean? What's
exactly
happening in locker room?
The connection between sports and business is... there is a huge connection there.
Totally.
That's why you see athletes getting out of being an athlete into the business world, because it takes hard work, discipline, sacrifice, waking up early. There's stressful scenarios. There's camaraderie.
Yep.
There's team. There's challenges. Like,
that's actually
all of that
stuff. That's a good analogy when we're trying to talk about cutting the cancer, is like, you don't want to do it. You don't want to give up the big money guy. But like, a good example is, look at Antonio Brown, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Someone like that. Like, bro, he got cut and cut and cut because that's the kind of cancer you gotta
people
cut.
Just didn't want them inside of their environment, yeah. Dude. Like there's plenty of great people that have great athletic ability, but they want it their way. Mm-hmm. And they can't gel well or play nice with others, and they want to be the standout. Look at me, not team.
Right.
And some of the best organizations have the best leaders and create a specific culture of what's okay and what's not okay. There's a hard line.
Right.
Like, whether you're talking about the Patriots, Bill Belichick, like, do you really think he's going to take some shit from one person? No.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. That's not how we play. See you later. You're cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's not going to take it, and he's a winner.
And you look at Tom Brady, it's like, he's not the highest paid quarterback in the league. And he doesn't care because he wants to bring the right people in to win, to be a part of the culture. And that's why they continue to have success.
He's the lowest paid.
I mean, he's getting paid.
No, he's the lowest paid quarterback outside of any rookie contract in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing that for a reason, because he wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
So you could look at yourself as an employer. What if I paid myself a little bit less and created a killer environment, and then the company doubled in size, you know, or whatever it is, right? Eventually. So you're taking a back seat for what? Championships. What do championships ultimately do? It leads to what? Yeah. Endorsements. Now he's got his own clothing line, his own this. Why? Because he's a champion. Now, if he was the highest paid quarterback and had a clothing line, people aren't going to buy it because this is the guy that makes tons of money in the NFL.
Yeah.
No, it's because he's a winner.
Yep.
So he sacrificed here to gain here.
And dude, not that I'm some ultimate winner or anything. Like, we've been winning in business for sure.
Yeah.
But dude, there's a lot of people out there that, if they're cutting payroll to their employees, their salesmen, whatever, and their salesmen are making more than them, they look at that as a negative.
Yeah.
Dude, even though, like, yeah, I want to make more money, when I see a sales guy made more for the week than I did as the owner, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell yeah, dude. Yeah,
they're doing something right.
I'll go tell them. Like, dude, you're making more than me.
Yeah,
freaking fist bump them.
I think I said that this morning. But like, Casey, I'm like, dang, bro. I was like, I said something to him.
Catching bigger checks than me.
No, he gave me a compliment. I'm like, bro, you don't have to give me compliments no more, bro. Like, you've cemented yourself as a top sales guy, bro, and you make more than I do. I should be sucking up to you now, you know, or something like that. And you know, we had a good laugh about it or whatever, but...
But there is a lot of business owners out there that would not let that fly. They'd be like, dude, I'm cutting commissions. I can't have the sales guy making more than me. It's like, dude, that's a totally wrong mindset in my opinion.
Well, it's just short-term thinking.
Yeah.
You're playing the right now game rather than the long-term game, you know? Okay, so we'll end the podcast and let you guys continue your day. But before we end the podcast, I did say in one of the previous podcasts that I was just going to read a review from the podcast. Just to show you guys love for actually leaving a review. This one's from JWC789, whoever that is. Love the value and knowledge. So then it's a 5-star review. Love the podcast, guys. Keep up the great work. I'm in my first half year of starting my own landscape company in Georgia. You guys have helped me understand so much in business and the things related to business. I learned something from you guys each and every day. Such great value listening to you guys.
Love it, man. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
I love hearing that stuff, dude. I mean, it's...
It doesn't get old.
It's just crazy seeing like
that we're being
the stuff
able
that
to,
comes in. And it honestly gives me a lot more fulfillment in what we do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. So,
cool.
Guys, I mean, at the end of the day, we do want to impact you guys in a positive way. And you guys are showing love back to us. We're trying to give to you humans taking care of humans. Almost just what this whole podcast is about. Us humans trying to take care of you guys because we know how difficult it is in business.
Yeah.
Like, as an owner, don't forget how difficult it is to be an employee.
Yep.
Don't forget what it feels like to be underappreciated as an employee. You know, and make sure that you make it a point that your employees don't feel that way.
Yeah, chew on it, man. If you guys listen to this episode... Yeah. Chew on that stuff for the next few days. Like, what are areas you can improve on as the leader, as the business owner? What can you guys do to infuse better culture into your company?
Mm-hmm.
How can you reframe your mindset into looking at it as an investment instead of a cost?
Yeah.
Like, those are the things that I would recommend because it's not easy, especially if you are in the growth stage of your business and you're trying to get ahead and all that stuff. But I promise you, man, you get the right culture in there, your employees will go above and beyond for you and your customers, and you will grow in the right direction.
Agreed 100%. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, make sure you share it with a friend, family member, anybody that you know you think could get value out of it. And please make sure that you rate and review the podcast so we can continue to get this information out to other people. And you have an opportunity to be heard on the podcast when we read one of the reviews. So, guys, we appreciate you. Keep kicking ass. Thanks.